Testing, testing, hot outbound car. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Johnny here.
Lower your right shoulder. Go!
The Honeymooners Podcast. The only podcast that is all about the greatest show of all time. With the stars, Joe Conte and Louis Fats.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome, fellow raccoons and raccoonettes. What's happening, all you Hurricanes, you Bensonhurst Bombers, and all you Bill Davises of the world? You're listening to the Honeymooners Podcast with me, Joe Conte, and my pal, Louis Fats.
No use to going over, which you already know.
That's right. The only discussion-based podcast all about the greatest show of all time. We record in the non-productive studios in Clifton, New Jersey. Give us a if you subscribe on iTunes, give us a 5-star rating and leave a review. And if you want to listen on the website, if you don't do the podcast thing, it's non-productive.com/honeymooners. And of course, subscribe anywhere that you subscribe to podcasts and give our Honeymooners Podcast Facebook page a like. And how you doing, pal?
I'm doing good, Joe.
Yes.
Excited again.
Yes, of course you are. What the hell else you got going on?
Nothing.
And I love doing this, too. You know, I do this from the same studio that I do my other show.
Right.
And today we are announcing, because my other show, the Conte and Kenny Show, we have a hotline. And it's basically a phone number that you can call up when we're on the air. But this phone number we have, you can call anytime and leave a voicemail for my show. Well, we're going to incorporate that number onto this number for anybody that wants to leave us a voicemail. And it could be for me and you to say, hey, you know, yeah. Louis, you know, be quiet. Or Joe, you talk too much. Or we love you guys. We hate you guys. Because we've already gotten...
we got that end too.
We already got we already got hate mail. So so the number, and I'll change the voicemail, but it's going to say the Conte Kenny Hotline, but leave a voicemail. It'll be for... And I'm the only person that listens to it.
Yeah, so you're good.
I'll be able to
good.
Tell,
it's gonna
obviously.
It's going to go through you anyway. So.
Yeah. So it's either, hey, Conte and Kenny, or Joe and Lou.
Yeah.
And we'll play it on the air whenever. So the phone number is 240-442-2635. That's 240-HI-C-N-K, which is for Conte and Kenny. So anytime you want to call, you can leave a voicemail, and we'll play it on the air when we come in and record. And don't forget, you can vote for last week's Flub versus Flub.
Oh, don't forget that.
Yeah.
That's
and you can
key.
Do that with the voicemail, too. You could do it with your email, right, which is bangzoom1956
at Gmail.
At Gmail. Or if you go, if you contact me on social media and tell me which one you think, and we'll tally them all up. So don't forget, it's Flub versus Flub. The one is Uncle Leo.
Utica.
And
classic.
The other one, the president, applicant.
Applicant. Thank you,
applicant.
Sir. Couldn't think of the word.
Thank you, sir. Thank you, Mr. Gleason. I couldn't think of the word. So we'll definitely tally them up. And then once we get a few of them, we'll put them out there and we'll tell you which one wins. So before we get into what we want to start, we have our trivia question for today. And we're going to do this right.
We're going to do it right today. We didn't give the answer at the end. We may screw that up.
Yeah, we might screw it up.
So far, we're right.
All right. So we have our trivia question for the day. And Louis got one.
Okay, here it is.
All right.
It's going to come from the $99,000 answer.
Okay.
Okay, Ralph's on stage. And who is the author of Swanee River? You know, Swanee River? Can we have a few bars of Swanee River? What is the name of the piano player?
I think I know this. Only because it's a name that you wouldn't think would be on a piano player on a TV show in the 50s.
Exactly.
Right?
Exactly.
Right? Okay.
Exactly.
All right. So that's the question.
Let's fit the profile.
And as an Italian, I'm a little, I'm almost offended by that.
So, yeah,
almost
too.
Offended, not quite. Yeah. But so, today we are going to get into one of Louis's favorite scenes, and we've we haven't discussed it, but we've talked about how much you love this.
Yes,
scene.
Yes.
And of course, just like you've ruined The Golfer for me,
yeah.
this episode being probably in my top 5 to 10, of course, this scene is great.
Oh, it's like we've said this in the past.
Yes.
We've mentioned this, that when we're talking about the drinking scene.
The drinking scene in Head of the House.
In the Head of the House at Ralph's table. And we've said this before, me and Joe, that this isn't Norton and Cramden. It's Gleason and Carney.
Yes, it's Jackie Gleason and Art Carney drinking like and they weren't close.
Like, no.
In real life, they weren't close, but they were friends, and they loved and respected each other.
Exactly.
They just had different lives. Yeah, Carney was a very, you know, he was a very reserved, very, you know, not an outgoing personality.
No, not at all.
Gleason was anything but that.
The total opposite. Yeah,
exactly. Yeah, he was everything but
overabundance of everything.
Everything, yeah. Exactly.
So we're going to go over that today, and this is great. This is great.
And this,
we're gonna we'll dissect it as we go through it.
Yeah,
we'll play it, stop
obviously,
it, you know,
we'll play and it, stop it a little bit,
and talk, and then.
And this is one of like what we had my friend Joe Fernandez last week,
mm-hmm.
And we Joe was one of the, and we hang out a lot. We're friends because him and his wife. I've known his wife since we were kids.
Okay.
He met his wife because of me.
Okay,
you're welcome. And. So whenever we get together,
like Stanley Sachs,
yeah,
introduced him
yeah,
to
exactly. Yes, I am the cloud, the shining cloud. But and Joe would always do that line with me, no matter where we're going. Like if we're gonna go eat, we're gonna go and go watch a movie. You know, he'll always be Joe. You know, he'll be like, "Girls, some men are gonna do some eating." It was always.
Right.
That line, and then putting whatever we're going to be
whatever
doing.
You were going to do.
Some men are going to tell some jokes,
yeah.
You know, whatever it is. And, of course, everybody knows the scene, but it's the episode of Head of the House when he, the man on the street asked the question.
He asked the question, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And
Dick Prescott.
Yes, the questioning photographer.
The questioning photographer.
Right. And he said, who is the boss in your house? And he goes ballistic and says that he's the boss of his house. And now, to prove to everybody, he gets Alice's brother, who I'd love to know what his name was.
Yeah, we don't know.
Get Alice's brother, get the bottle of wine that he was supposed to give to him
supposed
for Christmas.
To give to him.
Right, that's laying in a closet somewhere. Surprised it wasn't in the top hand
drawer. Yeah, top hand drawer and everything
the
else.
Top hand,
yeah,
left hand drawer.
Bottle of Chianti.
Yes. And then they start drinking.
Yes.
And it is just. Well, like it just starts off with the best line ever. And.
Just get rid of this, Kate.
Come on, my pal. Right this way. Out of the way, girls. Some men are going to do some drinking. Sit down there, pal.
Thank you.
He's so confident.
Yeah. Bangs the two glasses down.
Clear the field.
That's when he's going to pour a little bit.
Oh, nice looking bottle of wine, eh?
Norton, I propose a toast. The first toast to my wife, who finally has found a place. A little strong, but good. Very amusing little bottle of wine.
I would like at this time to propose a toast.
May I pour?
To my wife.
To Trixie. Don't know why we haven't done this.
Ad lib right there. Absolutely. Absolutely.
As we say in the sewer, here's mud in your eye.
Well, I guess you girls are learning something tonight.
Trixie, could I come up to your apartment? I just can't stand seeing my husband destroy himself.
You are so right.
Think they were drinking.
All right, I want to stop it right there. They got to look at the label, right. Now, you know what I liked is the girls did that classic acting thing where you watch actors like they did on stage where actors are acting like they're acting.
Acting, yes.
So at that moment, they were overacting. Yeah. Going, don't, I want to see my husband destroy himself. So it was beautiful bad acting. Beautiful bad acting. And then they giggle.
Yep.
And then, of course, but there were so many, even up to that point, a few ad-libs that you know Gleason. Because, let's face it, if Gleason was, he was an expert on a lot, he was great at a lot of things. I think the best thing he was good at was drinking.
Oh, yeah, we know that, And then, and I love the thing that they make them come across like they can't drink, like they're not drinkers. But yet they've been at the Raccoon Lodge and drinking beer. She says,
you don't assume they imbibe.
She says one like, oh, you raccoon brothers will be so full of beer you won't even know like what you're doing. Like, like in Raccoon of the Year or whatever the heck it was. But there's that thing, like, they can drink, and then they can't drink.
But they can't drink. Yeah. So you wonder, is it just because, you know, obviously it's because of the episode they wanted, you know. But to maybe, they're not good drinkers. So when they are at the
Raccoon Lodge, they do lose it real quick.
They're lightweights.
Yeah, I doubt it. But.
You know, just a couple of lightweights. And first of all. So men are going to do some drinking.
Yeah.
Classic line. And then when he knocks the plates off the table a little bit, he goes, clear
the field.
I have to believe that that was either a line that he said he's just doing.
Gonna do. Oh, yeah.
Or he ad-libbed that.
He ad-libbed it, one or the other. Yeah. It's
perfect.
It is.
Clear
the field.
And we've said that 100 times.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You know, just clear the field.
Yeah, it's part
you
of
know?
Our vernacular. Just clear the field.
Clear the field. Yeah. Whether it's because we're going to sit down and eat somewhere, or we're going to play cards, we're going to do anything to, you know, just try to pretend that we're masculine. You know what I mean? and I think watching Art Carney flow with him.
Yeah.
Like you could tell. Art Carney was just saying, I am going to ride the wave.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to ride Gleason's wave on this.
Yep.
And
if I have something witty to say, I'm just going to underline what he's saying.
Right.
I'm not going to jump on him, over him. I'm just going to underline him.
Yeah.
Just give it to Jackie.
Yeah.
And
let
him go.
Yeah. Stockton and Malone. Yep. Just, you know, just dish it to him. Wait for him to dish it back.
Yep.
Yeah. It's just... And it's just great. We're amusing little bottle of wine here.
Like he's a wine expert.
Yes, exactly.
Like, you know. We call him Smollier. Like he's some Smollier.
All right, you want to go a little bit?
Yeah, go.
All right, ready, and we'll go.
Let's have another one, pal.
For away, mine host.
Far away, mine host.
Can't walk on one leg.
Now, I have to ask.
Go ahead.
Poor away, mine host. Mm-hmm. I wonder if that was written. I don't know.
But I don't know
what's
either.
What's with the can't walk on one leg? Do you know what that means?
Basically, one is not enough. We need another. Can't walk on one leg.
Can't walk on one leg. You can't survive with
one
drink.
We need more.
Oh, that's great. I wonder
that could be a Norton ad lib. It's just
it might be
because the way that this whole scene here, it's like to me, it just sounds like ad lib after ad lib. Now, of course, there's a little structure on what they had to
do. Of course,
we don't know how far off they went from the structure.
Right, right. Because obviously, they probably said, "Look, you got 3 minutes.
Yeah, to do this. Yeah,
you know, and there might have been a card that they hit up.
Yeah,
they said 30 seconds. Until they come back in.
Yep.
Because you know, then they both
they nod out,
and then the girls come back in.
Yeah.
can't walk on one leg. Poor away mine host. And then he loves the poor away mine host.
He does. And he repeats it.
Laughs and so hard about it. And repeats it. Yes. All right, we'll go back. All right.
Luck.
Such a great visual.
Yes.
Because he's trying to say something.
Yeah.
And in such a great Gleason fashion is doing the head bob thing
yep.
Where he's about to say something, but he just lets it go.
Lets it go, yeah.
And Norton is, like you said, he's following.
Following him. Following him the whole way.
Yeah.
It's like giving him the stage, and like I said, I'm going to underline what you say, but it's all yours. This is like all yours.
Kind of like
professional is that?
Kind of like when we started this, you told me, you go, look, because Louis never done anything like this before.
No, no.
And the first couple episodes, you were sort of following me.
Yeah.
But it was, and obviously you have shined, and even in the beginning, because you followed me, but you just, you know, you found your spot, and you would just go, and he would find his
pour
spot.
Pour away my nose.
Pour away my
can't
nose.
Walk on one leg.
Can't walk with one mic. Can't talk with one mic in my face. But this, and it's just great because you're watching them in almost instantaneously get drunk, but not. It's taking the 2.5-3 minutes.
Yeah,
but you're watching it slowly but quickly aggress into, if that's a word, into them being like completely drunk.
Drunk, yeah.
In 2 minutes.
Yeah, 2 minutes. Yeah,
but it's not just. You know, it's not just, you know, like a kid who's drinking fake beer and he thinks he's drunk in two seconds.
2 seconds, yeah, yeah.
It's, I can't stress, and I know we're preaching to the choir here. There's we're convincing that this is a great scene. There's nobody listening going, I defy you to get me to get, this is a terrible scene.
Why do you think it's so great?
Yeah. Why do you think it's so great? But yes, so now he's... It's just great because, like you said, he's following them. Mm-hmm. And we'll go a little more. Ready?
Yeah, go.
Now he's trying to find a spot. He's putting his arm up. And now Norton, I love this because he's trying to light the cigar, but he's got it backwards.
Yes.
So he's lighting the wrong end.
And where this comes from, I don't know. I just think Gleason just... This is an honest laugh right here. He just busted out laughing. I believe so.
What are you laughing at? What are you laughing at? What am I laughing at? What am I laughing at? I forgot what I was laughing at.
Yeah.
See, right there. So he basically covers himself by saying, I forgot what I was laughing at.
Because you know what? That probably happened to him.
Probably
50 times.
Yeah, just started laughing.
I'm not a big drinker, but I've imbibed, you know?
Yeah.
And that might have been something I might have just started giggling for some reason.
Oh, yeah.
And then you'd be like, I don't even remember what I was laughing at.
Yeah.
And just for him to just laugh like that, get that choking laughter.
Uh-huh. I was gonna say, that's why I know it's real, because he has like that choke laugh.
Right.
Where he does, like, he loses his breath.
Yeah.
You feel like he's going to have a heart attack on the stage. You know, it's happened a couple of times.
Yes. Yeah. And he asks him, what are you laughing at? What are you laughing at? Twice, while he has the wet end in his mouth.
That he's spitting out.
And I don't know if a lot of people realize that. He put the wrong end in his mouth. He's trying to light it. And now he's spitting.
On Ralph's floor.
Ralph, what are you doing? I just cleaned that floor.
Want to try with cornflakes?
Yeah. yes. So, now... He doesn't know what he's laughing at. Norton still has a cigar in his hand, and now they go a little more.
Yeah, what's the difference as long as we're laughing? Pour out another one now.
There he goes, spit.
Yeah.
And this is great physicality right there, where he's like, oof, like he's trying to pour it.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
He's kind of like realizing, whoa, I'm a little, I'm getting too drunk to pour.
To pour now, yeah.
Yeah.
I can't even hit the glass.
It's just so great. And then... He pours a little bit and then wipes it.
He wipes it, yeah.
Wipes it with his finger. He wipes it with his finger.
And he pours it. Pours it to Ralph's glass and then it comes out.
Now, Gleason is, like you were saying, he does this thing where he's...
Yeah, with just clapping
his hands. And then he looks up and he's looking up like he's just... In space.
Yeah, he is. He doesn't actually know what he's doing at that point.
Right. It's just so great. Like, honestly, if you didn't know that they were, like, this was a play, or if you just thought that they were videotaping somebody, you would think they were both hammered. Like, if you didn't just see them just start drinking. Like, if you were like, well, these guys have been drinking for an hour, you would think these guys are hammered.
Yeah, well, that comes from experience, because both of them...
Yes.
Carney too.
Carney
drank,
right?
Yeah, yes.
Yeah. Here we go. Let's do a little more. He spits again.
Spits it on.
Wait. No, never mind.
It's got to be an ad-lib.
Ad-lib.
Ad-lib. Ad-lib. Absolutely. And now they're both just kind of staring.
They say, Ralph, that we... ripping
a
little
song. Wait a minute. Yeah.
What was that?
I never noticed
never
that.
Started that. I never noticed that. I have to hear that again. When he goes, hey, break it, what do you say?
Wait, go break into a little song. What do you say, Ralph? We break into a little song. And Ralph,
nah. Yeah. I've never heard that.
What do you say, Ralph, that we ripping a little song?
I've never noticed that because I'm watching Carney at the time.
That's what we always say. You're watching
right.
the person you're supposed to be watching, so now you got to watch the off character.
Right. It's like you have LeBron James and Michael Jordan running down the court, and you're wondering who's going to shoot it. They're passing the ball back and forth to each other.
Who do I watch?
Yeah. This is... It sounds like he's saying no.
Yeah.
But it sounds like it's a negative. Like, nah.
What do you say, Ralph, that we... ripping a little song.
Oh my God, that is great. I've never noticed that.
You know what, too, Joe? All right, people know. We're wearing headphones.
Right.
And that could be it, too, that we're actually hearing it through the headphone, that when we're watching it on TV, we may have missed it.
Right, because you're getting that almost surround sound.
From
and
the
let's
headphones.
Face it, most of us that have watched this show, we went from watching it on a 19-inch black and white
Philco,
right, to you. Now it's like YouTube, but still most of us, because there's not too many millennials that are totally into this show.
No.
It's people, I'm 50,
right.
So it's people maybe, it could be, they got influenced by their parents in their 30s.
Yeah.
But this, maybe because you're right.
It's the headphones.
We're
picking up things.
Yeah. And I wonder if people listening, because I bet you they are. I mean, maybe, like when I listen to the show, I put it on Bluetooth and I play it on my speakers in my house. But maybe people that are listening are getting that too. But I've never heard, and that sound. It's him saying no, right?
Basically,
it's him just saying,
Or I'm just making a noise.
And he goes into Fensterblau.
Yeah.
That's when he gets into Fensterblau, which is basically the whole point of all of this.
This whole thing comes, because it's going to make its digression, right? Not digression. It's going to make its way up into Joe Fensterblau.
Yes.
That's what this whole thing is about.
Right. Especially because now he's hammered, and now the real reason why he did the whole thing is because Fensterblau made fun of him because he had to go home.
Yeah, he had to go home for the poker game.
All right, here we go.
I'm feeling beautiful. You know why I'm feeling beautiful? I'll tell you what.
You know what I mean? Why? It's almost like a why, but it's like,
Brush. He didn't say anything. He just went,
Brush. Beautiful. You know why I'm feeling beautiful? I'll tell you why. I can't wait.
Here we go.
To see the face on Joe Fensterblau tomorrow when I go to work. Ever since the night we were playing poker, I know. And I had to leave early. And he says, he's got to leave early because his wife won't let him stay out. You remember that?
Just go on. Huh?
Sorry.
That's all right. And that's like drunk talk there.
But the thing is, it's drunk talk, but he knows. Like, as soon as he said Fensterblau, he goes, I know. Like, even though they're hammered, he's still aware enough to know exactly what he's talking about. Which is very common in being hammered. You know, when you're drunk.
Yeah.
You know, you can be like, all over the place, but then that one thing, and you're like,
yes. Yeah.
That's right. Fensterblau. And I got to tell you, there's a physical thing that he does when he gets to it, just about that you can't see everybody, but... you have to, and I'll explain to when it comes to it.
No, I mean, Joe Fensterblau. Where do I say tomorrow? That's the thing.
Don't let you get upset. All over Joe Fensterblau. He repeats everything he hasn't got a mind of his own anyway. Here's to that poor misguided soul, Joe Fensterblau.
Right at that moment,
yeah.
You know what I'm talking about. When he's saying, oh, don't worry about that Joe Fensterblau. And Ralph is doing this wave.
Yeah.
See, where he's like, nah, don't worry. That's a, no, forget.
Again, we're saying you're watching Norton because he's speaking.
Right.
But you have to watch
gotta
Ralph.
Watch Ralph.
It's what he's doing is phenomenal.
It's so funny. It's,
oh man.
Right when he's doing that, when Norton's going, oh, don't let him get you upset. Yeah. And he's going, nah.
Yeah.
And he's doing this wave with his hand.
Yeah.
And that is so I've only recently really noticed that. Yeah. And every time I see it, I can't stop laughing.
Yeah. Oh, it's great.
I can't stop laughing.
Great.
It's so, and he does this perfect, like, oh, yeah. No, it's just this wave. Like, get away from me. Yeah. Like, oh, I'm good.
Don't
but
stop talking about him. Like,
yeah,
stop
yeah.
talking
no,
about
I'm
him.
Good.
I know. I know.
I know. I know. It's okay. All right, and let's see.
Joe
yeah. Fensterblau.
He sure is.
That's a great line. That's a great line.
He sure is.
He didn't say
anything.
No.
He just went, because Norton said something. But I don't think it was anything about her, right?
Here's to that poor misguided soul, Joe Fensterblau.
Joe Fensterblau.
He
doesn't say anything.
But he knows what he's going to say.
He sure is. Oh, goodness. Oh, my God. This is so good. So now,
I feel like I had hair on my face.
Great, honestly. Norton laughs. It's sincere laughter.
Art
right
Carney
there.
Laughs. Yeah.
Excuse me, Art Carney.
Art Carney, yeah, Art Carney, right at that moment, laughed his ass off.
Yes.
There was no doubt that he thought that was absolute. Because there's no way. Like, I don't think there's no way they wrote that.
No, no,
no way.
No,
that's
not, at all.
That's not a sitcom laugh.
No,
that is a man.
That's just man laughing.
Just laughing at something so funny.
That's not forced laughter there.
And then he, all right, wait.
I feel like I had hair on my face.
And now he's starting to pour.
Yeah, and he spills.
And he's spilling, but he's pouring over his arm.
Like a waiter pouring a
is that what it is?
Champagne
it's like a,
or something
like a waiter
like pouring champagne.
Like when they have the thing on
the
there.
Thing on their arm, like pouring champagne.
So,
like
even that subtlety.
Yeah.
Like that, he's now all of a sudden he's this regal fella. This sewer worker is now all of a sudden this waiter for a place that'll cost you $150 a person
the
to get in.
Continental room.
And he's like, I got $950. I got $3. Oh, my goodness. That's so great. Let's see. Here, I'll go back a little bit. I just want to And now he's looking around.
I feel like I had hair on my face.
He doesn't even pour anything in the second glass.
No, he doesn't pour anything.
Either that's wine on the table or somebody was just stabbed upstairs.
Now, I believe that was a written line.
Okay, that could have been.
Because at that point, right, they both laugh,
mm-hmm.
and Ralph is still laughing. Norton is stopped laughing,
mm-hmm.
but he saw that Ralph was still laughing, and he busted out one more laugh. So maybe he didn't realize I cut my laugh off too quick.
I want to say something about that scene.
Okay.
When I first started watching The Honeymooners in the 70s, middle to late 70s, they would cut. I think I mentioned this in one episode before. They would cut that out. You would never see that line.
Which one? Oh,
the
stabbing upstairs?
The stabbing line was always cut out.
Really?
And it would come in on Norton laughing. And we used to always say to each other, my friends talk like, what is he laughing
so
about?
So you never saw
we never
the
saw
stabbing
that.
Thing.
I only seen the stabbing thing till whatever you want to call recent, 90s,
right.
Because you've always seen it. So whenever you started watching
right,
that's when we saw it. They would cut it out because of stabbing.
Oh, because I guess they thought it was too violent.
Yeah, they probably thought it was inappropriate.
Right.
You know.
Could you imagine? They thought
that was inappropriate. Yeah, really. God. But we always thought, like, and they'd cut it a poor cut, too. Very poorly cut.
Right.
Poorly edited. And you'd see Norton laughing when he throws his body in that little contortion.
To the side. Yeah,
contortion.
Yeah.
And we would always say to each other, what is he laughing about?
Wow, and they edited that
they
out.
They used to edit it out, yes.
Wow, I wonder if anybody else remembers that. If you do, if you want to let us know, that would be great.
Yeah, please let us know.
Because
if you've got to be like, if you were watching it in the 70s,
wow.
when I was.
Wow.
Yeah.
All right, we're getting close to the end here.
Huh? Little song.
Little song.
Little song?
That one was always good for you.
All right. I had a dream, dear. Wait a minute. We might as well do this right. I got a pitch pipe in the bedroom. Go get a pitch pipe. Go get the pitch pipe.
Now listen to Norton.
He's
everything's going real
fast.
The table ain't level.
Right there.
That's another one. That is great.
Oh boy.
I've never heard that.
Like, looking at him saying, man, you are hammered.
Oh, that's great. All right, so Ralph is stumbling around trying to get into the bedroom, obviously, and he goes into the hallway, and somebody stole the bed. But that is, I've never,
yeah.
Another one, ooh, never boy. Heard. Here we go.
Boy.
Great. That is fantastic. Oh, that is such a great find. It's just a little nugget.
It's just
this tiny little things.
Can't be.
And pretty much 99% of people that are listening to this totally understand why we appreciate those little tiny little moments. Because
everybody's going to be hitting YouTube tonight after they listen to this.
All right, here we go. I want to do it again.
Oh, boy.
And then
he starts to laugh.
He starts laughing at that. So then he goes out into the hallway. And he's still trying to light the cigar.
Yeah.
Somebody stole the bed. You don't need a pitch pipe. I had a dream.
Dear.
You had one too.
I got to say something about that.
Okay.
All right. Now, we always talk about them being contemporary.
Right.
Now, the music of the time, it's 1955, 56, whatever year this was. I think this was 56, this one. Elvis just came out, 54, Elvis. The music of the time was the roots of rock and roll, which a lot of
just
it was...
Just starting to come out,
but a lot of the rock and roll was rhythm and blues. Okay?
Okay.
And which was relabeled as rock and roll.
Okay.
You know, and... There was a song that we call today, it wasn't labeled then doo-wop. We call it doo-wop today.
Okay.
And it was the underlying, a lot of songs, the background was doo-wah, doo-wah, doo-wah. That's where Norton says it.
That's where he puts it in there.
He puts it in there, but it's very contemporary. That's why they get the laugh.
Right.
Not just him just saying this doo-wah, doo-wah, doo-wah. It's what it means.
Right.
It's very contemporary music.
So he's taking an old song and he's throwing something
he's
new.
He's making it contemporary.
By doing something that you would never hear in that song.
No.
Okay, that's right.
That's
all
what
right.
that is.
That would be like, playing a Zeppelin song and then throwing a line of hip-hop in it.
Yeah.
You would be like, what?
Yeah, like, well, yeah, what? To bring in, make it contemporary.
Make
like,
it contemporary.
Yeah, like, what?
What
yeah,
do you
like,
do?
Yeah, you would laugh, like, oh, my God. Yeah.
All right, we'll back up to that real quick. All right, here we go.
Had a dream,
dear.
You had one too. Do walk.
And Gleason's face.
Yeah,
is
his face.
So
his
funny.
Eyes. That's the thing with the eyes.
Eyes
yeah,
going around, yeah, and he's almost now falling asleep.
Yeah.
And Norton is spitting on the floor the whole scene.
Yeah, he's got that in his mouth. It's still in his mouth. The piece of the cigar. Because as he's drinking, it's still in his mouth.
Yes, so he keeps spitting out. And it's so funny.
Oh, God. Oh, yeah. Oh, it's great.
All right. And now they're passing out. And here come the girls.
Well, there they are. Our dashing, debonair, devil-may-care playboys.
What a great line.
Yeah, it just shows you what the power of suggestion can do. Yep. 100-proof male ego. Alice, a toast. I give you our husbands. A toast. You can have them.
Yes, oh, man.
That's just great.
Great.
Just absolutely great.
Phenomenal. Phenomenal.
And I just love the fact that I heard a couple of things that
you never heard.
And I'm hoping that a few people tonight listening,
yeah,
or whenever you're listening, yeah, can tell us the same thing.
So yeah, I never heard that.
Yeah.
Thanks for...
At least there's some reason why they're listening to this idiotic podcast about a 65-year-old show.
Do-wa.
Oh boy. And he gives that look like, yeah, oh boy,
like he's like, watching him stumble. Yeah, like, yeah,
you,
like,
are,
yeah,
swashbuckled. Yeah. You are hammered.
And I've seen you like this about a zillion times in our lifetime.
Yeah, yes, yeah. On the stage
afterwards.
Well, that was one of Louis's favorite scenes from the show, head of the house. We're done. We're over. There's already a half hour.
Oh, really? Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, we're almost at a half hour. So let's end it with the trivia.
We can end it with the trivia.
We're gonna do this right.
Yeah, actually, we got this right.
Man. And what is this episode? I think it's
13. 14.
This is 14. Yes, episode number 14. 13's
about to come on here while we're recording.
Yeah. Yep. We just did. Yep. 14. Yep. So this is episode 14. Mm-hmm. And the trivia question
from
answer.
From the $99,000 answer.
Yes.
That's Suwannee River?
Yes.
Can we have a few bars of Suwannee River? Jose?
Jose, yes. They had Jose playing the piano.
And Suwannee River.
Play the piano.
Yes. By Stephen Foster.
By Stephen Foster.
Who also wrote My Old Kentucky Home.
Oh, okay. Yeah, Very good. Yeah. So... listen, that is our episode number 14. Hopefully you guys enjoyed it. I want to thank the Honeymooners groups on Facebook that that allow us to promote on there. It's the Honeymooners, and then there's the Honeymooners Raccoon Lodge, and then there's the Honeymooners, the classic 39 episodes. And, of course, our pal Edward Lillywhite Norton, who runs, I think, at least one or maybe two of those groups. He's got his Honeymooners Trivia podcast, so if you want to subscribe to that, and he's doing a lot of different things. It was just strictly a trivia podcast, but he would also have Brian Carney, Art Carney, every week do one of the trivia questions, and he's bringing him back.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. Oh, so I'm going to talk to him and see if maybe we can get him to call in, and maybe we can interview him, because how great would that be?
Oh, man.
To be able
I probably wouldn't be able to speak. I'd be hemming, hemming, hemming.
Yeah, exactly. You'd be like, boy.
Oh, boy.
So once again, thank you, Edward Lillywhite Norton. And also, if you want to check out my show, it's a completely different show. It's called The Conti and Kenny Show. It's Kenny Michaels, and Joey Image. It's me, a comedian, my pal Kenny Michaels, a functioning alcoholic, and a pro wrestler. And we do a comedy talk show. And if you like different type of podcasts, and it's uncensored. And what we like about it is that we do barely any politics, which is
good.
Yeah, we don't bother with that crap anymore because it's so diluted. But it's a Conti and Kenny show. We're on every Monday night on morelikeradio.com. You could just look up Conti and Kenny and find us on Facebook and Twitter and Instagram. And I think that's it.
Okay,
Thank you, everybody, so much. Episode 14 in the books. And we'll see you guys next time.
Goodbye, Mr. Crandon. I'll be seeing you.
I'll be seeing you. Irving Kale and Sammy Fain, 1938.
Oh, Mr. Crandon, it's all over now.
It's all over now. Bassie Simon, 1927.
No, good night, Mr. Crandon.
Good night. There were two songs, good night. It was Good Night, Irene, written by Lomax and Ledbetter. Good Night, Sweetheart, written by Rudy Valley and Ray Noble.
This has been a non-productive media presentation. Executive producer, Frank Hablawi. This program and many others like it on the Non-Productive Network is distributed under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial No Derivatives license. Please share it, but ask before trying to change it or sell it. For more information, visit non-productive.com.